Sid.
The Sports Savant
on 77 WABC.
And with Jay from Portville, New York, is the contestant. Good morning to you, Jay.
Yes.
Jay, where the hell is Portville, New York? I never heard of it.
Portville, New York is on the New York, Pennsylvania border, 50 miles east of Jamestown.
Wow, so you know that right across the border, Pennsylvania is thriving because of fracking, and on your side, our side, the state is just dead. Am I correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I got a friend that owns a big resources company. I went to school with him when I was a kid. He's a billionaire. He was a partner with Terry Pegula that owns the Sabres and the Buffalo Bills. And he's a billionaire now because of the fracking in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Yeah, well, good for him, but it's an important... I mean, this made us energy independent, and again, yeah, revived the Pennsylvania economy, and it could have done the same in upstate New York, except for Governor Cuomo.
Except for that idiot up in the Taj Mahal. You're right.
Smug, thug, pervert. Jay, listen, let's go to Sid the Sports Savant. You a big sports fan?
Well, I'm going to give it a try. I've been around a long time.
All right, Jay. Well, here it is. Here's the question. In what city was Super Bowl 46? What city was Super Bowl 46 held in which the Giants defeated the Patriots in 2012 for the second time?
Was it in Miami?
Wrong. You two-legged back of anthrax could be Jesus.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Almost said San Diego, but...
Well, you'll find out the answer on the other side because we're going to bring Sid back in. I'm sure he's going to know the answer. Jay, good luck to you up there in Portville, New York. Thanks for calling. You do not win a Bernie and Sid lid, but you're the man. Thanks for calling and listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
The power of information, the freedom to talk about it with New York Attitude. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
UnitedMetroEnergy.com markets its high-quality products out of the following terminals. Brooklyn, serving the five boroughs with an unlimited supply of fuel by pipeline. Riverhead, the largest deep-water platform for offloading supertankers on the eastern seaboard, plus inland terminals that are strategically located for your local supply. We're close by Calverton, St. James, Lindenhurst, Hicksville, Bayshore, East Mauritius, and Patchogue. Call United Metro Energy for a price quote, 888-246-4328.
New York's hotel industry employs 50,000 people and provides $3 billion a year in tax revenue for hospitals and schools. And hotels support the city's $22 billion tourism industry. But hotels are closing all over New York. And without help from City Hall, we will lose thousands of jobs and billions in tourism dollars in tax revenue. Tell City Hall, hotels are the key to NYC. Help hotels now. Visit key2.nyc to learn more. Paid for by the Hotel Association of New York City.
It's Sid,
the Sports Savant
on 77 WABC.
All right, Sidney, our nice guy, contestant Jay from Portville, New York.
Yeah.
He failed in his attempt to beat you, so the best you can do is tie with Jay at this
All righty.
Point.
I'm not going to get it today. I'm tired.
Come on.
I'm not getting it.
How they include the Giants in the question.
Oh, my God.
How are you possibly going to get this wrong?
The San Francisco Giants or the New York football
the
Giants?
The New York football
All
Giants.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
In what city was Super Bowl 46 held in which the Giants defeated the Patriots in 2012 for the second time?
That was the one in Scottsdale, Arizona?
Wrong. You two-legged back of anthrax could be Jesus.
Wow.
Where was that one? Tampa?
No, the answer is it's where Larry Bird, the state where Larry Bird comes from. How about that?
Oh, I was at that game. Stupid. Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. God. I did a whole week of shows from that radio row at the Super Bowl. But I was drunk a lot, so.
Wow. Listen, you know, you get some of the more, you go into detail about the most arcane, esoteric,
and by the way,
trivial sports nonsense.
But like you do, I was at that Super Bowl in Indianapolis for a week at Lucas Oil Stadium.
You see what happens? Like when you ask me, what's the tunnel, you know, I'm supposed to say the Holland Tunnel, and I know it's the Holland Tunnel, and I say the Hudson Tunnel.
I could tell you the name.
You just blank out for a second.
Because I could tell you the name of the strip club that me, Victor Bermudez, and the former Dolphin linebacker Channing Crowder spent about four nights in. But I forgot it was Indianapolis, so.
Well,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So anyway, you didn't get beat because Jay got it wrong, so.
Yeah. Did you know it?
You're tied. Did I know it?
Yeah.
Of course not.
I don't
did
know.
I know it?
I don't know. That's a fun town, by the way. You ever go to
Indy? It is actually, no, I have never been there, but I understand it's like a nice, it has a small town feel.
Exactly.
Nice, safe city.
And I like that for a Super Bowl, because sometimes, for example, Florida, we do it a lot, but they have events in Miami, they have events in Fort Lauderdale, they don't go as far as Palm Beach, but you can be 45 miles apart, spread out with events all over South Florida. Indianapolis, it's just right there. Kind of like New Orleans. Same thing, you know.
I hate New Orleans.
I don't like it either. But the Super Bowls, because of the French Quarter and Bourbon Street, they make them fun. But those little cities, it's easier than a place like Miami.
Right.
Even San Diego, you get as far as La Jolla, that's it. Everything is right there in those basically two towns.
I used to call it, I swear to God, I would read La Jolla, California.
That's how it's spelled.
I know. Yeah. And then somehow or another I experienced an epiphany. I heard somebody say La Jolla. I'm looking, no, what's La Jolla?
Let me tell you, it is
L-A-H-O-Y-A. That would be La Jolla.
Yeah. It's gorgeous there. You know this. I'm going to tell you, you know this.